This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A 10th vote in the Senate to end the government shutdown failed today, leaving tens of thousands of federal workers without paychecks. President Trump, though, authorizing shifting funds to pay military troops and the FBI. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there have been no talks on proposals with Senate Majority Leader John Thune, who indicated that Republicans may offer an extension on expiring health care premiums under the Affordable Care Act.
We're not negotiating in public, plain and simple. And Leader Thune has not come to me with any proposal at this point.
President Trump holding a call with Russia's leader today. It comes ahead of tomorrow's meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky. Ukraine asking for long-range missiles. Nestle, the world's biggest food company, announced it is laying off 16,000 workers worldwide over the next 2 years. The company says it's dealing with rising costs for ingredients along with the negative impacts, it says, of tariffs. This is ABC News.
1490 WLCX. Real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home for the Todd Allball Show. Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. State lawmakers are seeking to protect public lands. With more, here's Civic Media's Sholly Pittman.
Wisconsin lawmakers have unveiled a new package aimed at protecting natural resources. The package was unveiled yesterday on Indigenous Peoples Day. The proposal includes specific protections for Devil's Lake State Park, giving the state attorney general the power to enforce protections and allowing third parties to sue on its behalf. Democrat Vincent Moresi of Stevens Point says it's similar to protections for corporations.
Corporations are merely ideas that exist on paper, yet they have legally recognized rights, even personhood in some cases.
The package also proposes reinstating Wisconsin's Prove It First mining law, which required companies to show that a sulfide mine can operate and be decommissioned without polluting water. The Prove It First law was in place for about 2 decades before being repealed in 2017. I'm Sholly Pittman for Civic Media News.
If you're a utility customer behind on your bill, the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging you to catch up now. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The moratorium period begins November 1st and runs through April 15th. During that time, utilities are prohibited from disconnecting utility service for non-payment when it's used for home heating. If you're currently disconnected, however, you must make arrangements to restore service before the moratorium begins. Utilities are not required to reconnect service until payment arrangements have been made. You can make arrangements directly with your provider or apply for financial assistance. You can find more information and links at energyandhousing.wi.gov.
Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-for-7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelly hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out. This is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against the number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances will continue to diminish as we get deeper into your Thursday afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, a southeast breeze, and highs in the upper 60s. For the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, that southeast breeze, and lows in the mid and upper 50s. It's 57 at our studios.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Nativerts Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee actress and filmmaker Kara Mulrooney makes the popcorn pick of the week. Then Dan Hess of Old World Wisconsin joins me to discuss a big upcoming event. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Eagle, 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Now it's time for News with My Dad, a show where we talk about the news with my dad. I'm coming in live through the magic of a cell phone in South Carolina, playing the role of my dad, is in fact my dad, Joe Smith. Pop, how you doing? How's it going, Pop?
It's going well. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. You sound beautiful.
Good.
How is your long-distance date going?
Listen, I am the luckiest guy in the world right now. I cannot overstate how fortunate I feel that I am.
Well, congratulations. This is a show we talk about the news. We try to talk about the important stuff. Sometimes we talk about the unimportant stuff. When it's unimportant, we try to say so. We typically start with a shout-out. Dad, do you have a shout-out?
I have a shout-out.
Go ahead.
I miss the shout-out music.
I understand, but when you comment on it, it just makes us sadder.
My shout-out is for the organization Indivisible, especially Indivisible District 2 in Portland, Oregon, which are mostly old folks who are out there doing the right thing peacefully, and they're going to be out there in spades on Saturday. And that segues me immediately into what my compliments for all the conversation you've already had today about No King's Day. And for my mulling on something that while I was on was not talked about much, and that is the totally despicable, dishonest stuff from the Republicans, which has been running all week, trying to undercut No King's Day because they're obviously afraid of it. Particularly, one of the lines has been, "These are paid people by George Soros." If George Soros did just 10% of the financing that the Republicans say he does, that the far right say he does, he'd be a pauper by now.
He'd no longer be a threat.
That's right. He wouldn't. And I can remember back in the day, when I was working on Capitol Hill, there were a lot of Republicans who disagreed on policy, but people like Jacob Javits and Everett Dirksen and Margaret Chase Smith, they were honest. They were honest. And for these guys, senators, to go on and say, oh, this is a George Soros thing, which they have to know is absolutely false, is simply disgusting.
Yep.
And something I'm delighted to tell you, that Myrtle Beach, which we're in a suburb of Myrtle Beach, actually, but in Myrtle Beach, there's going to be a big demonstration, and the local news in Myrtle Beach yesterday, 2 days before tomorrow, no, 3 days before tomorrow, what I'm saying, had a long segment about No King's Day and the fact that it has reached the town of Myrtle Beach on the coast of South Carolina. That's
Myrtle Beach, that hotbed of progressive activism.
Exactly.
It's where octogenarians go to emit their protest about the rising authoritarianism in the United States, famously Myrtle Beach. All right, Pop. So what's in addition to...
Before we move to Myrtle, there's something else I need to say. Listening to you this morning, I realize how lucky I am to have you as... Just to have you, it is so marvelous, and you are so bright, and it's just so great.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that, so why don't we get back to the news, okay?
Okay. I want to talk to you about something that isn't exactly news, but ought to be. I am reading a book, We're Eating the Earth, and the point is, it's sort of a biography of a very, very bright man named Timothy Darrow Schuchter, who was a lawyer who has devoted his life to trying to make the world a better place. And sort of by accident, out of his environmental stuff, clicked into global warming and recognized how much it is. But it makes the point that one-third of the stuff that is polluting the atmosphere and producing global warming really comes from agriculture and the present agricultural practices. And one of the things that I feel so good that he reinforces in me, I know you may remember back in the day when we were doing news with my dad a couple of times a week locally on KXRY, I said that ethanol for gasoline was nothing but a boondoggle to enrich the
you are not on the ethanol train. You are clearly not trying to seek the presidential nomination in Iowa.
And I was right. And the book really underlines how this is right, because the thing that the studies
your first news story, Dad. Your first your first news story? I mean, No Kings, maybe sort of, but your first news story is that you read a book that says ethanol is a boondoggle, and it's an I told you so. That's not a news story. It's an I told you so story.
No, the news story that ought to be is our recognizing that we need to address it. It's not just ethanol. It's the fact that we are cutting down more and more trees to plant crops instead of concentrating on method to grow food on smaller pieces of land with hydroculture especially. We're just cutting down trees and it is producing a disaster. And just generally, the news that people need to be talking about is that we need to be talking not just about reducing and eventually getting rid of using fossil fuels, which, by the way, something that really does need to be talked about is that sooner or later, regardless of what we do, we are going to be doing without fossil fuels, because fossil fuels are a finite resource. And sooner or later, they're going to be all gone.
Well, there you go. There you go. Ethanol, Pop.
All gone.
There's your argument for ethanol.
No, but the problem with ethanol adds to the problem, because when you put all of the costs of ethanol contributes to increases the risk of global warming.
I'll say something. I'll say something about that. So even related to the No King stuff. As people are thinking about what you're protesting for, and I like one of the principles I've got on here is understand your story. Consider the story you're telling. And I like the No King story because it's simple. It takes two syllables and two words. And and it's a great story. And why don't we want kings? Well, a king structure, an oligarchic structure, is far too selfish, not concerned of the good of the broader order and the future order beyond the benefit of that king. And we're spending so much time on the whims of that king, so much energy and attention on the whims of that king, rather than on the genuine priorities that democracy has to confront, including a smarter energy policy, including something that acknowledges that we use fossil fuels, that are integral to our economy, and we have to build more and more alternatives to that and wean ourselves over that, even though it's going to take a generation or two. We have to be part of the generation that makes it better rather than be part of the generation that makes it worse. And as you're thinking about what you're protesting for, what you're putting signs around, where you're gathering, what is your subtitle? What is your why you don't want a king? And not just assuming it, but making the case for why you don't want a king. And I think protecting the environment, I think protecting it for people who live alive now and people alive in the future is a very legitimate reason. Dad, we'll be right back. You're listening to News with My Dad. You're listening to Tom Hartman Show. I am Jeff Smith. Papa's in that hotbed of progressive activism, Myrtle Beach. I am in the state, Portland, Oregon. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I think Dad is one of the very first progressive radio show stars, let's call him, who is calling from a timeshare in Myrtle Beach.
If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes. And that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple, so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knock Box now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M-16, to save 16%. Theknockbox.com, promo code TOM16. Get organized and safe.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking kicking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stand-up comedian, Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids' meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children, right. So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like a Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like 6 tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer available only at GetNativePath.com/Hartman. That's GetNativePath.com/Hartman. GetNativePath/Hartman. Some of the news stories that I think we should go over, as we were mentioning over the break, Justice Department is expected to ask the grand jury to indict former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton today. My response is, that's bad. Not because I'm a fan of John Bolton, but because weaponizing the Department of Justice to attack political enemies is the bad thing. It's one of the list of real bad things. One of the things that you protest when you do a No Kings protest is you don't weaponize the Department of Justice to punish former political employees that have realized that you're a villain, and then you will try to jail them. It's horrific. Here's another story, Dad. You might want to comment on this, but I think you will want to comment on what I'm about to say. Angel Reese has become the first pro athlete to star in Victoria's Secret's fashion show. Angel Reese,
you're kidding.
WNBA player. And here's my beef. I do want to say something about WNBA. I know you're a fan. I am grumpy right now with the commissioner of the WNBA. I think that I am piling on to calls to improve the support for WNBA players and making sure there is a commissioner of the WNBA who has the credibility to do so. I actually think a former WNBA player could be great, or at least a former player. Doesn't have to be a former player, but I think that could yield and wield some credibility. Sue Bird has occurred to me. Cheryl Miller has occurred to me. There's others that could have. Becky Hammond, who I was hoping the Blazers would hire to be their coach. She was an assistant coach for the San Antonio Spurs. And so I wanted to weigh in on that and wanted you to weigh in on that a little bit. But here's why I've figured out that the WNBA commissioner isn't great. Okay, she's not great. I got two important pieces of data. First of all, if the head of the players' union comes out publicly and tells people not that you have a disagreement in the union contract negotiating, but in fact that you are lousy at your job and need to be removed, that is a bad sign for the leader of the WNBA. Like, that's one important constituency. It doesn't usually happen in a contract negotiation. It doesn't usually help contract negotiations to have a professional and personal attack on the person on the other side of the negotiating table. And that, to me, is a sign that maybe it's not so great. But here's the other. If we had had, I'm going to say Becky Hammon, but I know if it was somebody who was taking a page out of the David Stern handbook, when David Stern was commissioner of the NBA, when Larry Bird, and bear with me for a moment, when Larry Bird and Magic Johnson got drafted into the league, and he was trying to build the league, and he arranged it, shall we say, he arranged it, shall we say, so that there could be this huge rivalry that then shaped the 80s and really put the NBA, made it the third major sport in the United States of America. And when Angel Reese was coming out in, was coming out of college and coming into the WNBA, and you already had Caitlin Clark, who was at Indiana. All right. And Angel Reese was her rival, the famous rival, similar, by the way, to the rivalry. Different, they played different positions, but so did Bird and Magic, to the rivalry Bird and Magic had in college. I mean, it was a rivalry, the kind that we'd never seen in women's basketball, and barely see in any sport. And the Sparks, the L.A. team, had the pick that could have drafted Angel Reese, and instead they drafted someone else, and Angel Reese went to another team. Had we had a better commissioner, I know, and I said we for the WNBA, had we had a better commissioner, they would have made sure that the L.A. team drafted Angel Reese, because then you could have had that sort of Bird-Magic rivalry. I know it's Indiana, not Boston, but Bird's Magic guy. Yes, there would have been a racial element, I think, in a positive way. There would have been amazing stories, amazing real rivalry, and you'd have Angel Reese in the media capital, one of the media capitals of the world.
On the other line.
Dad, I'm hearing you.
I did, my phone was ringing. I just picked it up to tell them.
You don't need to pick it up. Just hang on. Up on them.
they would have kept ringing.
Just hang up on them. Just push the hang up button.
They were calling me back.
Just hang up. Push the hang up button. Oh well. So that's something we'll talk about off air. But anyway, we needed to have Angel Reese should have been a Laker, and the fact that she has become the first pro athlete to star at Victoria's Secret Fashion Show has just underscored to me my disappointment. I said Laker, a Spark. It should have been played for the purple and gold in LA. What say you, Dad, either about John Bolton or about Angel Reese of the WNBA? Or if you want to take calls if somebody's calling out of line, can you do that? Go ahead.
About Angel Reese, she is a strikingly beautiful woman.
Careful, your girlfriend's nearby.
But back to John Bolton. This is another example. One of the clarion calls of the right throughout the Biden administration was claiming that he had weaponized the Department of Justice. Why? Well, because they investigated Donald Trump. But there was absolutely no question that Donald Trump wrongfully took classified material after he was president to his place in Florida. There was no question.
And we all saw pictures.
Dad. And yes.
Well, we're going to break. That was our half hour. Do you want to stick around while I take some phone calls after the break?
I'll stick around briefly just because we can do my Straw in the Wind, and I'd like to finish what I was just saying.
We'll be back. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be back with your calls after this.
Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards.
Thank you for having me. What we've done lately is, and we're incredibly excited about this, is we've added mouth tape to every purchase. And the mouth tape, I've treated thousands and thousands of patients. My patients say that the mouthpiece is great, but using it together with the mouth tape was the most significant change and difference that they've had. So we are incredibly excited about that.
Tell us about the campaign for breast cancer research. You've started with ZYPPA, and you've set this fundraising goal of $50,000. Have you been personally affected by breast cancer?
Everyone I know literally has come across or been affected or dealing with someone who has or had breast cancer.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we just lost one of our dearest friends a few months ago after a long battle. I mean, this awful cancer has to be stopped. The truth is, your immune system gets ravaged. And when you're fighting cancer cells or you're on radiation or chemotherapy, you don't get that quality sleep, the REM sleep. So everybody who buys a pink mouthpiece, October's the breast cancer awareness month, and we're going to donate $10 from the sale of every mouthpiece, which is going to come with the mouth tape as well, in honor of those who've been afflicted, to get this research and really get a cure going here.
How can our listeners be part of this campaign and make a difference?
It's simple. Just go to our website. It's zypa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to zypa.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511. Text fees may
apply. Strategies are critical right now for Wisconsin dairy operators. They're looking at a bleak picture for milk prices in 2026 as global production grows and product prices slip. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Along with you, we'll talk about a new insurance tool after this.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Katie Burgess joins us midday on a Thursday. She's a dairy analyst with EverEgg. Katie tells us using new insurance tools to protect the valuable dairy beef revenue is a critical component for next year that should be activated today.
Just starting this summer, USDA came out with a new livestock risk protection insurance product that dairy producers can now use to protect the value of those calves. Because as we look at any sort of profit that's been being made on a dairy these days, right now the profit is coming from the calf values because the milk prices are only lackluster. And it was kind of perfect timing that USDA launched this product right at the same time that calf values are hitting new record high levels. And so we have been encouraging dairy producers to go out and learn more to see if it would be a good fit for their farm.
Katie Burgess, along with us on a Thursday. Katie is a dairy analyst with EverEgg. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices next. From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff. Commodity prices are trading higher midday on a Thursday from Chicago. December new crop corn is up 4.25 cents at $4.21 a bushel. November new crop soybeans up 9 cents at $10.15.5. Cash wheat is trading up 3.5 cents at $5.02.25. July 2026 new crop wheat is up 2.75 cents at $5.41.75. The Class 3 November milk contract is up 15 cents, trading at $16.44. Weight, and the December Class 3 milk contract is up 13 cents at $16.53/hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances will continue to diminish as we get deeper into your Thursday afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, a southeast breeze, and highs in the upper 60s. For the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, that southeast breeze, and lows in the mid and upper 50s. It's 57 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
This is all too familiar. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, a cough. You know your body, and you know you're getting sick. Your choices? Tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait a couple hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like ours, right here. Just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip it in the bud now. It's not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. The meds are in the kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom. And use promo code Tom. That's promo code T-H-O-M at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. We are back. We're back with your calls. We'll take one, and then we will see if I click that button, and then I click this button for Michelle in Kansas City, Missouri. Michelle, you're on the air, yes?
Hey, Jefferson. I just wanted to tell you what my signs are. One side Great. Says, even the Pope thinks Trump is a dope. Okay. And the other side says, even my breasts are bigger than Trump's brains, and I'm an A cup.
All right.
That's what I got. Have a good one, my friend.
Thank you, Michelle. Signs are welcome. Signs are welcome. Is it Selassie at Venice Beach, California? Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, everybody. I just wanted to say, I think my reception is kind of firm about that, guys.
I can hear you. You want your radio off, but I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I was just going to say that we need to be more creative with our protesting. And this weekend, everybody be safe. And the power of protesting, peaceful protesting, is our key to freedom. You know, I've been a part of some really cool protests in the past, and if we really get more creative and outsmart the other side, we might get some progress.
You got it. You have a creative idea you want to share?
Well, I think that if all of the service workers, all of the so-called immigrants, if they stopped tomorrow, And said, we're not cooking no breakfast, we're not folding no seats, we're not doing nothing. And they hold out and they get middle class white people and black people to help them during the sacrifice. No matter how long it takes, we could win that fight.
Yeah, we heard a caller yesterday suggest a teacher strike, and it's interesting if there were during the federal government shutdown, if you had local government workers who just said, "Fine, we're gonna join in that," and if you're going to try to weaponize the power of the presidency to take away people's health care until you get back to the table and actually offer something in this negotiation, we're gonna boycott as well. We're going to sit out as well. We're going to strike as well. But thank you. Am I pronouncing it right, Selassie? Am I pronouncing your name right?
Yes. Selassie, like Haley Selassie. Yes, sir.
Great. Well, thank you so much for the call.
Shout out to your dad.
Yes, he's right here. Thank you. All right,
Can I just
Pop.
Pop in with something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to quote Napoleon based on what Tom Hart was just talking about war. Napoleon is quoted as having said, "Give me the power to wage war, and all other powers will flow unto me."
Yeah. Dad, you'd said there was something you were saying just before break that you wanted to finish up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to just finish up that the accusation that Biden was weaponizing because Trump was charged with doing something that he did. General Flynn was charged with something not only that he did, that he confessed that he didn't plead guilty to. And those folks who are complaining about the weaponization of the DOJ have totally done it. I guess Senator Schiff is probably going to be next. And the interesting thing about it is, I am willing to bet, and I will lay 3-1 odds if anybody wants to send me a message with the bet, I'm going to 3-1 odds that every one of the Letitia James suit, that the Bolton suit, that the government is going to lose them.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's still, they still get the headline out of it. They still get to try to get people to forget about the Epstein files.
And they scare the heck out of other people. They scare the heck out of other people who don't want to run the risk of having to go bankrupt to defend against bogus charges.
Yep. Yep.
I'm going to sign off. Sure. It's a pleasure.
Did you have a straw in the wind?
Yeah, I do. It's kind of a downer, but it's South Carolina. Columbia, South Carolina has measles outbreak. And why are they having any? And they're begging people to please get vaccinated. Why is there a measles outbreak? Because Trump's folks say, oh, well, you don't need to get vaccinated.
Yeah. Because the Kennedy name has been weaponized to try to get people sicker, and that's a bummer.
That's exactly right, Pop.
I love you.
Okay, see you next week.
Be well.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
All right, we are back with your calls. Claudia, you win the Most Patient Listener Award. Go ahead, you're on the air from Newport, Oregon.
Oh, hi there, Jefferson. I was just thinking, you are so lucky to have a dad like that.
I know.
It's amazing. I have two comments about protesting. And one, I'm so glad that you said, you know, would they want to join you? That is so important, because I was at a protest, I don't know, like months ago, probably one of the first, and I got so mad. A truck went by and he did his blowing off of the, I don't know what they do, the truck, you know, they flip you off and they blow that black smoke at you. And so I got so mad, I started to scream. And I went crazy. I mean, like, and everybody around me went, whoa, you know, watch out. So I'm trying this time to
not. It'll be hard. It takes discipline. It takes courage. It's not an easy thing.
I actually tried to run after him. I mean, it was insane.
Yeah, no, and the movement of cruelty, the movement that is built up around the idea that cruelty is funny, that cruelty is worth it, that cruelty is a feature rather than a bug, that it is underappreciated, and therefore we should promote more cruelty, that cruelty is the route to power, that team wins when they not only roll coal, which is what it's called when you blow black smoke from your pickup, but then also if it gets you upset. And if it then makes you look a fool, then they win three times, because that's what they're trying to do.
Right. And it's kind of a new thing, isn't it? I don't remember this when I was young.
No, because I mean, the root of the once proud Republican Party included, like, the suffrage movement included the, I mean, it started, right? Abraham Lincoln wanted to get rid of slavery, like the root of it. And until the Whigs sort of took it over, until the corporatists really took it over, you know, the Hanna and McKinley era really took over the Republican Party. And Teddy Roosevelt was sort of the other wing of the Republican Party. And then Teddy Roosevelt became the progressive and the bull moose. And now we're going through critical to understand political history. The root of that party had deep morality, deep compassion, thought that its purpose was to make the world a little bit better, to care for one's fellow person. And there were people who would, if it looked like your purpose was cruelty, if it was the young Republicans, who the young Republican leadership going out and saying this horrible pro-Hitler, pro-racist stuff, not just random comments, but in the young Republican thread, like watched by other people who are elected young Republicans, and all of them were elected or appointed young Republican leadership, that you would have had somebody say, oh, no, don't do that. And it wouldn't have been a story because they'd have quelled it early. That one person would have been shunned or shamed or set aside, kicked off the list, had no power. But instead, they gained power by being that way. That the modern conservative movement is the kind of thing that relishes in causing pain to its political opponents. And I can try to ask them, including family members and friends of mine who have been part of that once proud political tradition, please clean up your act. Please have compassion at the root of what you're doing, not just pretend compassion so that you can actually inflict cruelty. Please. But I know that ultimately they're less likely to listen to me than one of their own, and they are more likely to listen to losing elections and losing power. And so that's why my motivation is towards trying to get to 12 million people who are actively protesting, to try to get to state legislatures around the country that are being won, try to get to building more and more pockets of virtue, pockets of pro-democracy, pockets of compassion that can wield more and more power. Last word for you, Claudia, as we go to break.
Well, I think they haven't had enough social interaction.
Yeah. Claudia from Newport, it's a beautiful place. Thank you for calling. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925. We've got a couple lines open.
If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple, so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knock Box now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M-16, to save 16%. Theknockbox.com, promo code TOM16. Get organized and save.
Hey, Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. North Carolina already has an F grade from the Princeton Gerrymandering Project for having extremely uncompetitive voting districts. Nonetheless, its state House Speaker announced October 13th the legislature would gerrymander another GOP congressional seat before the 2026 midterms. It's the latest GOP attempt to cling to power in the U.S. House. In a social media post, North Carolina House Speaker Destin Hall said, "We will stand with the president, defend the GOP majority, and secure an additional Republican House seat," unquote, after an agreement was reached between House and Senate leadership, according to North Carolina Newsline. The state has a Democratic governor, and Trump won North Carolina over Harris by a narrow margin, 50.9% to 47.6%. Yet, currently, the GOP holds 10 of 14 of North Carolina's U.S. House seats. But Speaker Hall noted in his post, quote, "POTUS's victory sent a clear message. The voters are with him." GOP efforts in Texas, Missouri, and Utah have been challenged in the courts, but the GOP holds a 5-2 majority in the North Carolina Supreme Court, and its decisions have favored the legislature in recent years. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that federal courts have no role in partisan gerrymandering disputes. Action on a new congressional district map will begin the week of October 20th. We have local reporting linked at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dan Hagen, you were out hunting. How did that go?
This buck is eluding me, so I'm just trying new things. I bought designated hunting clothes that I'm going to wash with special detergent that has no scent on it.
People get into the scent, and there's all kinds of things people try to do. I don't know that the science is conclusive. Otherwise, everybody would have success every time. You got to try what you can try, right?
That's spending money for no real reason, probably, at the end of the day.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Hi, it's Jane Matt Nair.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Matt Nair on air.
We cover all the news that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Support.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I know we have two ages, each of us, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is that we can lower our biological age intentionally, and sometimes we've lowered it without even knowing it. Because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruits and vegetables that many, maybe even most, are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's it. They didn't change their eating, their drinking, their exercise, just Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits: cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. You can feel great knowing Field of Greens can slowly and slow how quickly you age. We encourage you to join us. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while you have time. Get out the university study and get 20% off when you use promo code Tom at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code Tom. And thank you, by the way, to everybody who sponsors this program and everybody who supports and patronizes the sponsors of this program. Finding pro-democracy organizations, supporting pro-democracy organizations is one of the things we can do. Let us go to Tim from Aloha, Oregon. I will not pronounce it Aloha as a joke, because then that would spread the mispronunciation of that town's name, if not the correct pronunciation of the Hawaiian word. Go ahead, Tim, you're on the air.
Yeah, well, I've never been to Hawaii anyway, so it's irrelevant to me. But I've been in this area for 35 years.
All right.
It's actually a very good place to live. But there's a key element that's overlooking. You can take Hamas, the large protests that are coming up, the Trump administration, climate change, every nasty thing that's been happening in the last since he got back into office, and it's all irrelevant to compared to what's going to happen this weekend on a weekly basis. College and pro football, that's what dominates this country, and people just don't get it. You look at these college stadiums full of people pro stadiums, the kind of revenue it generates.
Yep.
What if you took one of these college kids that was going to a Mississippi game and said, look, you can't go to the game on Saturday, but we're going to fly you in a private jet to Washington. You're going to get the best hotel in town, and we're going to bring you to the rally. What do you think he'd say, screw you, dude, because I'm going to get laid after the game? That's what's going on in this country. People just don't get it, you know?
All right, I want to use that.
Demographics and market share, profit margin, red and black ink, that's the number one priority on the planet, you know? Human lives are secondary.
Yeah, I want to respond to that. So first of all, to political staffers listening, and to elected officials or aspiring elected officials listening, Trump did one smart thing in going to sporting events, because it did several things. First of all, and doing it strategically, so you're hoping you get applause, not boos, right? But
right.
That is ingrained within the American culture. Right? It has become such a right. big part of American culture, and so it douses you with sort of pro-American energy when you do that. But also, it's doing another thing, which is start sending social proof signals. It used to be that of the sports that were most democratically leaning, and I mean big D democratically, the Democratic Party leaning sports, one of the top three was, in fact, world wrestling. Professional wrestling was one of the top three most pro-democratic leaning sports. And one of the things that has shifted is trying to send signals, and I think people who mark Democratic voters and Democratic politicians did not fully appreciate that, did not recognize that, wait a minute, those are your voters. Don't be elitist. These are Americans. These are people who are looking for a good time, who enjoy the narrative, including me from time to time, and engaging in sports, showing up there, getting applause, getting on TV, etc. I want to use that as a tactical suggestion. But here's another tactical suggestion. That's even an almost strategic suggestion. Here's a tactical suggestion. I'm going to say to people listening now, we need some No Kings tailgates. We need a No Kings tailgate should feel like it's an actual tailgate party. You should actually have hot dogs, actually have drinks, actually have, you know, the accoutrement, normally not using the word accoutrement, but I want to use it, of that stadium, right, of those teams, right? It's not all about flower power. It isn't just hippie protesters against athletes. It, in fact, is people who enjoy sports. We need some No Kings tailgates. They will be picked up. I would love to see one on game day. Probably won't get it, but heck yes, I love your point about sports. Let's go to where the people are, and that's one of the places the people are, particularly on weekends. Any last word from you?
Well, you know, the key element to this is that there's so much depression going on. You got a society where one half the population has a literacy rate of an 11-year-old, and then half the people in this country can't come up with $500. What they want to look for is something good in their life, and typically that's going to be something they can walk away from politics with, you know,
yep.
sporting events and so forth. It's as simple as that. And the amount of the significance it has on society is underestimated at this point.
Yep.
You know? It's scary.
No, it's such a big deal. It's one of the few live things, one of the few things that still sells advertisements, because live sports, you actually have to advertise because you can't as easily, if you're watching it live, right, fast forward through the commercials. It's gaining in importance. And by the way, bread and circuses gained in importance during the fall of Rome. So my point is, and what I want to amplify from what I hear you say, is show up at the circuses, show up at the games, show up at and do your No Kings tailgate. Go to where the people are. Ingrain yourself in American culture and make American culture pro-democracy. Not so there's pro-democracy people over here and other people over there. All right. Thank you so much, Tim. I really appreciate the call. It's a dose of reality and strategy. How much we got before the break? We have about 20 seconds before the break. If I take a call, I would just have to be rude to them. If you've got signs, we've got a third hour coming up. I just want to say thank you to the people who've been listening and participating. Thanks for how nice everybody was to my pop. If you've got sign ideas, we're going to go through the other principles for protesters. First principle, if people see you doing it, will they want to join you? Second principle, if people see you doing it, will they think you should wield more power? Third principle, turn the other cheek. Take a lesson from Jesus and Martin Luther King and Gandhi. Fourth, consider the story you are telling. No Kings tells a pretty good story. Fifth, build the tectonic energy. Build the list. Follow up. Have things to do beyond the protest. Even if it's just the next protest, knocking on doors for legislative candidates. This Saturday, more principles after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled back.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trick me. She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. John Bolton, the former national security advisor under the first Trump administration, is expected to face a federal indictment later today, sources tell ABC News. Prosecutors in Maryland say it's over his alleged mishandling of classified documents, though Bolton has been a point of ire for the president since he published a tell-all book in 2020. Still no deal to fund the government, now more than 2 weeks into a federal shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats are holding firm on their push to undo cuts to Medicaid.
On the extension of the Affordable Care Act, we asked them to vote 3 times to extend it. They voted no. And the Republican congressmen and senators are feeling the heat from their constituencies because this crisis is so bad. And so you see them squirming and changing their positions and not always agreeing with one another. We are steadfast.
Earlier today, the Senate failed to pass a funding measure on their 10th attempt to do so. This is ABC News.